Max.
Hello.
I'm channeling somebody.
Who is it?
They have a question for you.
No, I have two questions.
He's here. He needs to know. How old are you? Max, how old are you?
I'm 26. Which I honestly forget. I always say I'm 27, which is weird. Usually it's the year back.
And what episode of Max and Lou is it?
37.
37? 37. Play the theme song.
So what happened to the theme song?
I like that one better.
Okay.
So, yeah, I had the sound guy do that one. Even though some people might think you're the sound guy, I tipped off the sound guy to play that one.
I understand.
The sound guy said the same thing. So, makes sense.
All right, so.
Cool. It's Max and Lou here.
I have a few interesting things that I do want to bring up. So we got some Marvel news, finally. You know, little stuff. Just like rumors, really, but like very well backed. Like, understood and we can question. So, do you know who John Krasinski is?
Doesn't ring a bell.
He's the guy from The Office. He plays that guy. Goddamn. What's his name? The main guy in The Office. Not Steve Carell, but like Jim. Jim. You remember Jim? It's like Jim and Pam. It's
like, I honestly can't say I know him. I'm so sorry. I feel bad.
He's also like Jack Ryan. I'm sure if I saw him, I might. He's Jack Ryan in the TV show. In the TV show.
Beats me, man.
All right. Well, oh, Quiet Place. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Beautiful movie to say.
Yes.
So that guy.
Okay.
As well as his wife in that movie, Emily Blunt.
Okay.
Who is also his wife in real life.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're like a power couple as far as acting. Very good actors, and they're married. So anyway, they both have went and talked to Marvel about becoming Sue Storm and Reed Richards in the Fantastic Four. So she would play Invisible Woman, and he would play Mr. Fantastic.
Sounds quite interesting. I can't say I'm opposed. I don't know the actor and actress too well, but I'm sure, just like anything else, I'll be extremely fascinated.
I think they're good picks. I want to show you, like, there's definitely... I don't know how to... Oh, God. I have no idea how to say his name. Let's see.
Who?
John, I think it's John.
The actor?
Yeah, it's John Krasinski, but I cannot spell his name, if that's...
Is this happening?
It's Krasinski. There we go.
So is this definitely going to happen?
No, but it's been in, like, it's been rumored for a very long time, but it's been confirmed. That they've, like, went and talked to them, and they have not denied it, you know? So it's, like, it seems very plausible. We'll see, though. There are, like, hundreds of pictures of people who, like, made him look like he's Mr. Fantastic.
Max and Lou, episode number 37. We're gonna reference back to this when we get more news about this. And these are some Photoshop pictures here of John Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic. And, I mean, yeah, it ain't bad. It ain't bad looking. That's him.
Yeah. Oh, without the beard.
It looks a little too, like...
But it looks like him, is the thing.
It looks a little too muscular in that concept.
Oh, yeah, as far as the CGI, it's like a weird suit they made. But, like... I think he'd be right, and that'd be Invisible Woman.
Well, I'll tell you what. Didn't we talk about this before? And we talked about the fact that they redid it and it was totally bad.
Yeah.
All right, let's
They've
hope
already.
that doesn't happen again. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. So there's also talks, and I wanted to see your opinion about this. It's only rumored. Jaden Smith might play Miles Morales. And I don't know how I feel about
I think he could pull it off.
it. Do you?
I do. I think he could pull it off.
I hope so. I just haven't seen him act in 8 years, and he wasn't good the last few times I saw him, you know?
8 years?
It's been 8 years since After Earth.
Really?
Yeah.
Good
It had to have been 2012, and I will
God.
check.
And he hasn't been in anything else after that?
It's 2013.
He was in some other stuff.
It was May 2013, so technically that was 7.5 years ago.
I think he was in some other stuff.
That
Well,
and Karate Kid, you don't know him from anything else.
maybe that's because he'd been working on that. He'd been working on Miles for the last 7 years.
Well,
What
it's
if?
because he does music.
I think he was in that. He was in the Jump or whatever it's called.
What?
That breakdance show.
Oh, that I wouldn't know. I wanna look him up and see,
I think he's been in other stuff.
he has to have been in some things. I wanna see. Yeah, just give me. There we go. Pursuit of Happiness, right. Played the kid. He played.
That was way back.
That was his first movie.
Yeah, we're talking about recent stuff.
He got nominated.
What was he in recently?
Wait. Then he was in The Day the Earth Stood Still. 2 years later, he was in The Karate Kid. Then he was in Justin Bieber's Never Say Never as himself. He was in After Earth. After that, he was in Skate Kitchen, which came out 2 years ago. And it's like about skaters, and it's a teen drama. Interesting. Justin Bieber Seasons, Impractical Jokers the movie as himself, and Life in a Year, which came out this year.
Those are only movies, though, right?
This is his only movies he's ever done.
What about television shows?
He was in All of Us up to 2006. He was in an episode of Suite Life and Zack and Cody. The Get Down. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
There it is. An American musical drama television series. Came out 2016 to 2017. Then he was in Nashville as himself. He plays himself more than, like, he's not, he's been
He's
in,
not
he's
an
played
actor.
himself more than he's ever played in
He's not an
movies.
actor. He's just hanging out on movies.
Yeah, but then again, he does music and all that, so he is just, like, he's one of those, you know? He's one of the Jamie Foxes, but nowhere near the level of Jamie Foxx in any field, in my opinion. But he's like, I'm an actor, but I'm also doing music. A lot of people like to switch between like writing and directing and stuff like that, but
He wants to be Miles.
I guess. And I mean, I just don't know. That's all. I just don't know. I would rather it be someone new. I would rather it be someone who people don't know what he's gonna look like than it's gonna have Donald Glover as the Prowler. And it's a wrap, but this is gonna, I don't know. I'll let Disney make the right call, because they haven't made any bad calls yet, in my opinion. Which is hard to do. But there haven't been any bad character choices, in my opinion. Nothing felt off for certain characters of how they should look or act. I'm gonna go with them. See what they want us to do.
Hell yeah.
I do want to talk a little bit about the controllers that we just did.
We can talk a little bit about them.
All right. So Lou here has learned and understood how to take apart the controllers safely and properly, and
We're talking about DualShock 4s.
specifically DualShock 4s. And you've been like spray painting them, and we haven't dipped them or anything, but we're spray painting like certain parts, and right now we both have like, yeah, we spoke of the Prowler, but the controllers look like Prowler controllers, in my opinion. Like they're a dark purple for the front face.
Yeah, the more you mention it, the more I keep, like, every time you say it and then I look at the color, I kind of agree.
Yeah, it's
I think
perfect.
back to the Into the Spider-Verse movie.
Just give it a little green in there, you know, like green eyes or some shit. But like,
That looks pretty nice, though.
hell yeah,
It looks like it came out good.
it's a great looking controller. But
Yeah.
yeah, like you learned all the ins and outs of the controller, which is interesting.
Kind of, I mean, to an extent. Still learning, but it's interesting, it's fun, it's really simple. I'm telling you, you should get into it, we should get into it, and we should just fuck around with it more.
You did bring up the
I want to start
soldering.
collecting them.
Yeah, like broken ones and stuff.
Yeah, just fix them and like customize my own and like have like a collection. You know, I wouldn't mind having like 20 or 30 different fucking controllers and like it's my collection, you know?
I mean, yeah, and you can also sell them.
Yeah.
You just if you buy them as individual parts, very cheap. You
Yeah,
know, you'd
and
probably have
buy
to spend
broken
less
ones.
than maybe $10, probably less. If you're getting each of those pieces, like a broken controller is not going to sell for anything. You know what I
I'm
mean?
curious how you would even.
eBay.
Yeah, right? There's
And
gotta be
you
people getting rid of them.
yeah, you just type in broken controller and you click it and it's going to say like condition, it's like unusable or broken or something. It's very common. People do that with cars. With anything, and it drops a value significantly. Like my Subaru. Like right now, I can't put it up for like 4,000. No. I could really only put it up for like maybe 600 because it doesn't run. It needs a new engine.
So what's this? That one looks nice. I really want that one.
The see-through?
Yeah. I want one that's more see-through though. So, well, I don't get it. One of them is $30 they're selling for.
Yeah, it doesn't look broken.
Right? What's going on here?
Did you type broken?
Yeah.
Right there, $1.89. Click that.
Where? The heck do you see that?
Oh, 51. Sorry, it's upside down.
This one right
740.
here. It's like I'm guessing we'd have to read the description. For parts or not working. Miss button scene photo you tested sold this, but what the fuck?
So a button's missing. But dude, buying that for $7, do you know the little amount of work you would have to do to sell it back out?
What button is it? It's the L2? Oh no, it's that one? What?
Huh. He probably
It's the
lost it.
share button? How did that fall out of there? That's
Could you fix
wild.
that?
Well, if I had another one, I could easily replace it.
Do you have a broken controller that you're not using? Because
What
if
do you
you
mean?
do, you could buy that for very cheap, put it in, sell it for 30. You know what I mean? That's what that is. Exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to go out and buy small parts because you already have. If you have one controller that you're willing to dismantle.
Look, a lot of three as is.
Ooh, $7.60, one bid.
$8.
$7.60 for three broken controllers.
Messed up analogs.
Dude, that's a steal. Go for it.
Dude, that's a business and a half.
And honestly, like, I don't know, Facebook or
Anywhere.
you could even call like maybe the place in town, the guy who fixes computers and stuff. Ask if he has any broken PS4 controllers that he's willing to
Look,
sell.
look.
Oh, dude, $14 for every button.
Not every button, but a bunch of different parts.
It has to be every button.
No, it's not though. I
It's the up, down, left, right.
don't even think it's those buttons, it's just the rubbers for them. It looks like a bunch of start and it looks like a bunch of option and share buttons and L2s and
Nah, I guess you're right.
R2s.
Yeah.
Here's some other stuff though. lungs. In the lungs.
But the question is it smart to get into this now that the PS5 is getting big? Probably not. I mean, actually, it's not a bad
idea. It's not a bad idea at all. Because people are going to be downgrading and other people are going to be upgrading.
Yeah.
When you downgrade, you drop your old console for cheap. And people still use it, you know? I mean, in some cases, no. People won't necessarily need it. But that's why you got to be in both markets at once. You know? That's why you got to be in both markets at once.
Well, that's true. Yeah. You even said it, right? You're going to get a PS5 controller?
Yeah. I want one just to take it apart, see how it works. So that way I'm already hip to it when I get my PS5.
See, that's what's cool, because I wouldn't be able to.
Smart. Why not?
I don't know how to see anything. Like, I watched them take... Yeah, we watched that video, right? Of them taking it apart?
Yeah.
So, like, I understood some of it.
All you need is a hobby kit. They sell the kits for these things online for super cheap, too.
Like, for the soldering?
That is something that I'm sure is also really cheap and simple, but I've never done before. And I've learned about... When I was very young, like, I'm sure you have too, like, yeah. In school or something like that. They teach you what it is, but, I don't really remember exactly how it works and don't have much practice with it. So, like, but still, it's something that, like, it wouldn't hurt to try, you know, because, like, if it were something like that you were doing as, like, a hobby and, like, a little niche to just flip and make some extra money, you would have, like, 2 dozen, like a box just full of like fucking parts everywhere and shit, you know what I mean? Ones that were fucked up, ones that were like whatever, you know? So, yeah. Like, you know, you get there, you'd learn, it'd be a thing.
Yeah, we're crossing over that territory now where, I mean, hopefully more people will get PS5s that you actually start selling.
But speaking of the DualSense and what we looked at. We watched a video today on YouTube of somebody taking apart a DualSense controller and showing the insides of the DualSense and what that baby's made up of. And what do you think?
Him comparing it to the PS4, like to the DualShock 4. Yeah, the differences in them, like, you know, the shell is one thing, but then all the inside and the workings and how completely different the triggers look and work. The triggers used to really just be little springy buttons. And now they're worked on this weird, like, tension system. Is that a right way to put it? It's like it locks in gears if it needs to. That's the weird part. It's like...
So it's like, got, like, a spiral gear and then a regular, like, cog gear, I guess you would call it. And... You know, the cog is hooked into the spiral, so that is what, you know, adjusts the position, or I guess you could say the height of the L2 or R2. And, you know, because it's connected to a mini computer, basically, it has the ability to, you know, have feedback and create tension and adjust the position of the gears and the button, the L2 or R2 button, with the, you know, the correct feedback based on whatever you're doing in a game.
Yeah, and it's like...
Sorry if that took a while for me to get that out, but I think I worded that correctly, yeah, right? Yeah. Because it's so complicated. I'm trying to picture the thing in my head while I'm explaining it, but that's more or less how it works.
It is a question of, like, what people want to do with it. Because, like, it's like I said with the tension. The real question is, can it like, push against you? You know what I mean? Like, if you're holding down the trigger, do you think it can, like slowly make it so it's, like, pulling your finger off the trigger so it's, like, it's locked? Or maybe if you go to just hit the trigger at all, but the trigger's locked, you know? Because, like...
I'm not sure. I'm really not... I don't even know what to guess. Because, like, the guy in the video was saying was when it comes to repairability, like, reliability is a thing. And you got to think about, like, you know, being that this is some crazy new innovative technology, how reliable is it actually going to be? So, like, thinking about, in my head, I'm thinking about, like, the fact that, you know, every single person is different. They have different muscular tension and muscular strength. So, you know, that's going to come into play if it were, especially something like you're saying, where it'll fight back against your finger because some people are so strong, and to them, they're not necessarily thinking about it how like someone who smaller and weaker would be. So, like, you know, I'm curious. I would love to get my hands on one and test it out.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
I can't wait till I can go to like a store and play one.
I'm pretty sure you can. You can look at which locations, but like Best Buy's have them out. Some GameStops. Really? Yeah. I'm not sure about our area, but I do know that people have been.
Damn, I really want to play one. See what it's like.
I'll look it up. I'll see if Best Buy buy us.
Best Buy buy us.
Yeah, that's quite a sentence.
Best Buy buy us. I got a headache.
You have a headache? Well, that's what happens with these late night.
I don't know if...
And this is late for me.
This tight bandana. All that food we ate. I don't know what it is. But...
So, do you know anything about the Assassin's Creed thing that's coming out? The TV show?
No.
Because, like, I've been seeing, like, a lot of stuff coming out for video games recently. And there's the Netflix original Assassin's Creed TV show.
When was that announced?
I think like a month ago, maybe less.
And we haven't brought it up yet?
No, because we talked about it out of podcast.
Did we?
Yeah.
When?
We were on the porch with Sean. Sean brought it up to us. You were like, you knew about it, I think, actually.
Oh. I think... Yeah.
It's been a while. But yeah, between that, then there's a Monster Hunter movie coming out. Which, did I show you the trailer for that? I don't think I did.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
All right. Monster Hunter time. I'm gonna show you that trailer. Be right back. So how do you feel about the trailer?
I'm not impressed.
It seems like a very typical move for someone trying to turn a video game into a movie.
Yeah, that really upsets me. I don't think that's... I didn't see anything Monster Hunter-esque at all, except for the one guy that was dressed like someone from Monster Hunter.
Yeah, the whole concept is they're making it about, like, military from, like, our universe being teleported to the Monster Hunter world and seeing all the different monsters, which, like, if you play the games, you'll know them. But, it is weird because, you know, it's about military with Hummers and machine guns.
And the Resident Evil chick.
Yep, and the Resident Evil chick. She just loves these video game adaptations.
But, I don't know. I don't really like movies with so much CGI like that.
Not even like for like a movie blockbuster to enjoy?
I mean, yeah, like I kinda, but... I don't know, that movie, maybe it was just bad CGI. But, like, because, like, everything was CGI. Maybe that's the thing, movies where everything is CGI, but that's every movie now. And, like, it's kind of like, when you know it's not real, you got to do a better job at making it seem real than just, like, CGI-ing everything. I don't know.
I mean, it's a difficult balance. Because either you make a lot of it CGI and make it very good, so none of it looks CGI, or... Yeah, you gotta be selective. And the thing is, like, TV shows have it the worst because of budget. But, there is a Last of Us TV show coming out. And I don't know how I feel about that either. Because the game is pretty much a movie on its own.
Everything is gonna become a TV show and everything's gonna be redone.
Well, that's the whole thing. So, then again, if you think about it, that's how it's always went. Like, think any old, like, story. It's been remade.
You're right. Even if it was a book, become a movie.
Yeah.
Now if it's a game or a book or whatever, it's just going to become a TV show.
Even if it's something that happened in real life, it's like, there you go. Now we made a movie called a biopic.
Yeah, and if it was a movie, it's going to be a TV show. Like, everything is just going to be eventually broken down into, like, you know, an 8-episode, 10-episode, 12-episode television show.
But it is always interesting. I know people, like, hate on it. But I like to see different variations and see if what can get better or worse.
Binge watching is fun.
That's fair. You know, it's one thing that we've seen a trailer for it, but I don't think either of us have seen it. It's been out for a while now. Is Godzilla King of the Monsters?
Yes.
So that movie's been out for a while. I haven't seen it. And I keep thinking about it every once in a while, and I'm like, it's available. You know, like, I've seen the Godzilla before it and the one before that, and I know what Godzilla's up to nowadays. And I just kind of want to see him wreak havoc against other monsters.
It's like the Moth and the Three-Headed Dragon or something.
Yeah, it's Hydra, Mothra, and I know there is another one, but I don't... Those are the only two names that I knew. But,
Godzilla's a savage.
Yeah, that's like a Hollywood summer blockbuster for me. You know, it's like, that's what you put on to watch to just be, I don't know, you just want to see explosions and, like,
I feel like we grew up in such a fucked up time where, like, movies like that were on TV, and even back then, like, there was, like, a transitional stage where, like, it seemed like that could have been real life. Movies could have been real life. I don't know. I feel like I always took movies very seriously, like they were very real.
That's especially because you were younger, right?
I think that's part of it, but I feel like
that's why you get really scared of movies as a kid, because you feel like it could really happen.
Yeah, I don't know. So, like, I feel like that kind of stuck growing up a little bit to my younger like mid-teen years, I guess, pre-teen years, because, like, I don't know. Think about it. Like, if you were growing up in, like, the 60s or 70s or maybe even the 80s, like, you'd see certain things on TV and you'd be like, all right, come on, that's fake. You would know it's not real.
Sure.
And, like, after a certain, like, yeah, as a kid, you would kind of fall into it. But then even after, like, you know, 5 or 6 years old, you would kind of, like, realize that, like, things don't add up, I guess. And I guess not everybody. I don't know. I'm just throwing ideas out there.
I mean, when CGI first came out, there are handfuls and handfuls of examples I could show you of very bad CGI put into really popular movies. But, you know, that was with the territory.
Can we watch a compilation?
Sure, like right now?
That'd be cool.
All right.
Poor CGI. So, what we've learned is, I guess, lots and lots of money gets you smoother, less video game-like looking effects in your movies, and less money gets you closer to really poor means of adding lovely things to your movies.
Yeah, really just depends about, like, how much money they're allowed to use.
I don't think those birds were even computer generated. I think they just put, like, that we was were like, talking about. I think they just put a picture over the film.
It was like clip art that was like moving a little bit that, like, you could do in, like, PowerPoint, and then bird noises and then, like, swatting at them. But they're so clearly just pictures.
Yeah, that was poor. That was exactly poor. Not a big budget.
Yeah.
Well, so you could see how far it's come, and you can still tell, though, that even in some of, like, the best movies, it's a bit out of place in some spots, but it's kind of what makes the movie what it is. So for Monster Hunter, it's going to be a big part of the movie, but I guess maybe it was the story that wasn't doing it for me. If it was a more...
Oh, yeah, it's so generic. It's like, it's funny, because it's not that generic, but it's like, It's typical. How about that?
I don't know what or how it's typical, but it most definitely is.
Well, it's because, like, for some reason, anything that comes out that is video game related, they can't just make it about what the video game was about. They have to change it so it would reach a broader audience. Some things stayed the same. I think, like, maybe...
I like how they advertised it as, like, a worldwide phenomenon. And then, like...
Well, the game...
They still have to put the Resident Evil chick's name in the trailer. So well, that way, like, it would draw more people.
It's they're like, oh, new Resident Evil?
Like, yeah. They're like, oh, so, like, if it wasn't important enough that it's a worldwide phenomenon... The Resident Evil chick's in it for all you people that don't care about video games. Like,
yeah, well, that's what it is. That's why, like, the first Resident Evil probably took off. A lot of things is just about trying to get as much attention as possible. I don't know. There's a lot of movies that just never got big. Doesn't mean they're bad. They just...
Right? That's unfortunate. It's like music almost. You know, everyone has their own taste.
Even if it's not bad, just it's a popularity as its own thing.
It's different, too.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, isn't Rocky Horror Picture, I feel like that was one that it made no money whatsoever. And then it just became a cult classic, and it became one of the most popular things in the world years and years later. I feel like The Room might even be the same way, right? I don't like The Room was bad when it came out, but now people think it's so bad that it's good.
Movies, what a strange thing.
It is about taste. It's about what you enjoy. Like comedy, horror, some people don't like that mix at all because they feel like it really ruins the horror.
It's funny too because like it's really like if you not agree, but, like, if your taste more or less agrees or goes along the lines of whatever the director has put together.
Yeah.
And, like, I think we've discussed this before, maybe not on the show, but, like, you could have two of the complete exact same scripts next to each other and have two different directors and whatnot, and they'll do the movie two completely different ways, and it'll be the same movie,
But it wouldn't be.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be very cool to see something like that happen.
So, like, it's interesting movies, what they are.
Like, this example, like, it's just, like, they have a movie coming out called, like, The Legend or something. And it's, like, Martin Scorsese's The Legend. And then, like, 2 years later, or, like, a year, maybe even, like, a month later, it's, like, Steven Spielberg's The Legend. And it's that you just throw the name in the front and you see people's different take on one script without seeing the other person's. You know, it's like taking in whatever direction you were going in. That'd be a cool thing to see. Like a battle of scripts, of directors.
Right? Because then so many people would be like, oh yeah, well I like so-and-so's The Legend better. But and then people would be like, nah, this guy's The Legend was the good one.
Yeah, right? It's still always going to be a debate.
There's like six different The Legends, but like... it's all about different directors.
It would be fascinating.
It's interesting. So I want to bring up something that I was kind of upset myself when I saw it. And I don't know exactly what it means, but we're going to talk about it for a minute. And I saw it in a couple different places. And I don't know if it means that there's no chance for any. But apparently, Ghost of Tsushima was not nominated for any, or did not win any, Golden Joystick Awards.
Whatever.
Why is that? Well, whatever.
That's not Game of the Year. It's not.
You think it'll get Game of the Year?
It's very
good. This is what I mean. I don't know how gamings get like nominated for awards, I guess.
Honestly, neither do I. But like the joysticks, like I don't know.
Because everyone
they're good and all, but that's kind of like
I'm seeing other people talk that they would love to see it get a Game of the Year or something like that because game is amazing.
It should, or or at least best single player. I can't think of anything else that came out this year that
That is only a single player up until recently with the Legends mode. Like, that's just a straight up RPG game. I mean, we vaguely talked about it before, and you know, you heard what I had to say about it. It's one of my favorite games ever, and like, it's just a fucking beautiful game, and I know a lot of other people agree with that. And like, the story is so rich, and like, it's just fucking amazing. The game has to win an award.
I hope it at least gets nominated, because that would be a tragedy, you know. I'm trying to remember anything else that's came out, but I guess Valhalla might be in a contender, but I don't know if it would take Game of the Year over Tsushima.
You can't. There's no way.
Cyberpunk, though. Cyberpunk comes out in less than, like, 2 weeks. Hopefully. I feel like any time we get close to it, it just kind of slips out of our fingers.
I think it's coming out very soon.
It's supposed to come out the 12th of December.
We'll see.
We'll see. But if it does, I think both of us are going to have a good old time.
We'll see.
We'll see. We were just talking about CGI, and I did want to mention it. It's been 25 years since the first Toy Story came out. And
you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Go ahead.
I don't know the words, but it is all good, because you got a friend in me.
Yeah, I know, like, the tune so well, you know? Especially from games, like, everything. It's a very well-known...
But that was the very first computer-generated movie, right? Or completely computer-generated?
I think so. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've thought about that one, but yeah, I'm almost positive that is true. And I think it looked just fine. And you have an unopened pack of, like, Toy Story cards.
Yeah. And this is Woody at the gas station, I believe, when he gets abducted somehow, I forget, and then he winds up at the arcade, and Buzz is with him, and Buzz, like, gets stuck in the machine with all of the little things that, like, love him.
Yeah.
They're the aliens.
Yeah, it's a good question. Have you looked them up? Checked the price on them?
I doubt they're worth anything.
Dude, unopened, I doubt they're not worth, like, nothing.
We've read this before.
Have we read for that?
Punch out figure leaving.
Don't do it.
Figure attached at A. Fold card back at B and C. Insert slots D and E together with panel F.
What?
Behind panel G.
To do what?
I guess to make it easy for kids. I have no idea.
But like, to make it into a house?
You can see that, like, right there. They've got these letters on the back of the card. But I'm really curious, like, what it makes. Does it make, like, a picture? A 3D picture? The Walt Disney Company. Printed in the USA.
I thought they were, like, trading cards.
I don't think so.
Nor do I. Trading cards would be more likely. I got some old school Marvel trading cards. Sometimes I want to look up the prices of some of them. I do have the number one Captain America, but it's not too high right now. It's been going up over the years, but I'm waiting. I'm waiting to get a nice little bump.
Hold on to him.
Yeah. Honestly, if you think about it, anything. If you can get your hands on anything and you don't throw it out, guarantee it's going to be worth something in like 50 years.
Hell yeah.
No matter what it is, in my opinion. Unless, except, like, maybe some, like, technology things. Some technology things, you know. But I don't know. Like, an old school record player? I thought, like, there are cheap ones, but yeah, they're like $2,000, if not more. I mean,
you hold on to one of those bad boys, give it like another 40, 50 years, probably worth like 30 grand. You never know.
You can say the same thing about times change. Cars. Yeah. I feel like there are some ways that cars get cheaper the further away it is, but then cars become vintage, you know, and like classics.
Exactly. If I hold on to that blue car out there, just how it is, it's automatic, so it's like, eh. But if I hold on to it just how it is, keep it in good condition, I mean, it's already 15 years old, which means it's almost a classic. I think classic's like 20 years old or something like that, which is weird to think about. But whatever. So if I hold on to the car for like another 30 or 40 years, like, it could be worth a lot of money to someone that really likes Subarus.
Like, I'm curious about like the midget. Do you think that that car that's out there was like cheap when it first came out?
I don't know.
Because like old cars, I don't know, old shitty cars. Like, I don't know, like, how about this? Like a Volkswagen bus. You know, like the hippie bus?
Yeah.
Those are worth, like, an immaculate amount of money because they don't have them anymore. They don't make them anymore, meaning, like, the old ones. Not, you know, they've made new ones.
I feel
ones.
Like it's a trending thing. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'd have to find some. If I were to hold on to one of my Subarus, I wanted to, in 20 or 30 years, try and sell it. I'd have to find somebody who likes Subarus. So that's the thing about the Volkswagen van. I feel like it just came back into style to bring back what a lot of people in the 60s were doing. So that's why, like, that's one thing that just was trending. So, like, it's like the Subaru thing. If you had a Volkswagen van, you'd basically at any point after having it for 30 or 40 years after its time, if you kept it in good condition, would have to find someone who really likes Volkswagens.
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
it's a trending thing.
You saw that at an auction. Which is risky, I guess. But you can make a minimum, right? Starting at. And then be like, I don't lose money on it. But clearly it's a hot
item. That's the cool thing about the internet. Is how you can reach so many other people now.
True. Facebook Marketplace alone. eBay. Amazon. Yeah, everywhere. Everywhere. You got something that you don't want? Someone else wants it. Put it online.
We should drink coffee before these podcasts.
That is not a bad idea. I haven't had good coffee in a while, and that's not to hate on my work or my mother, because, like, my mother's coffee, she uses instant coffee, which isn't awful, but you know how it tastes like instant coffee? It's just that simple. It's good coffee, but it's like, it doesn't taste like real coffee. And then coffee at work is just stale tasting, kinda. It's not the best. I want some good fucking coffee.
Yeah, I want to start pressing my coffee.
I don't even know the first thing about it, but let's do it. Because that sounds better.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
So, I are you ready?
No.
Well, too late. We're going into the unit of language.
Look into the words we use and the power they can hold. Join us in Unit of Language.
Max, what is our word?
Our word this week is respect.
Respect. Did you ever look it up?
I didn't read it. I did look it up, but my laptop has died, so you will have to look up the definition.
What do you think of when you hear respect?
Yeah, it's interesting because it is one of those definitions where I want to throw the word into the definition. But, like, I'm going to say an example of the word, not what the word means. I don't know, I feel like it's when you, it matches a little bit of, like, honor, kind of, where it's, like, it's respect. It's, like, you look at someone and you respect them. I don't know. How would you say without looking at it? Did you really look at it?
Not really. I mean, no. The only two words I remember seeing are feeling in someone, so. Unless that's what you just said. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I feel like respect, it's like you said, it's something along the lines of honor. It's when you are aware of another person's honor, or you show.
Yeah,
you show your awareness of another person's honor in a way that which they can see that and appreciate it, and that would be what respect is.
So, like, I don't know, in your mind, without the definition there, like, what would you think of when someone says, like, I'm giving you respect?
I'm giving you honor. I'm admiring, or I am...
Your honor numbers are going up. Like,
yeah. I'm admiring your honor, or I am aware, you know, of your honor. I'm aware of your position of honor, and I respect that. I don't know.
So, all right, what is the definition? Look at it.
And is it like appreciation?
Yeah, I think that's an okay one. It's like, I wish I could like say it right now, because it's like respect. It has like such a clear definition.
Admire is here.
Ooh.
All right. So it says respect as a noun is a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. And the second definition there under noun is due regard for the feelings, wishes, rights, or traditions of others. And that's another thing I was going to say is like boundaries.
Yeah.
But as a verb, it is admire someone or something deeply as a result of their abilities, qualities, or achievements.
Yeah, because having respect and, you know, giving respect to respect someone, like, it is different. So how do you feel about respect, and how much do you...
I like it. I like it. I like respect.
Now, how do you feel about people disrespect?
I like it. What did you just say?
How do you feel about disrespect?
Well, we're not talking about disrespect here, bro. We're talking about respect.
It's true. We're sticking on the positive side of it.
And I like it. I don't like disrespect.
I don't think anyone would, thinking about it.
Disrespect. So what's disrespect?
To disrespect someone?
It's to shit on their reputation.
Pretty much. Either to their face or, you know, to others behind their back. And in many different ways.
Disrespect.
Spitting on their face? That's disrespectful.
Is it?
That's definitely. I would say, like.
But then again, this just happens every unit of language. We have to get deep and philosophical. Respect is dictated by your own social programming, though.
Sure.
Because what if it's custom where you come from to spit on someone's face with a very high level of honor and pride and respect?
Well, I know that.
You know what I mean? So yeah. Then, like, you come to America and you just spit on people's faces, and, like, that's disrespect for here, but not disrespect for where you come from.
Like, it's funny, because that actually works a little bit with the Polish language. Because, like, in Poland, and my parents really, like, didn't notice this, but when they came to America, they quickly learned. In Poland, when you ask someone, like, how old are you? That question, it translates, and like the way to say that, and it translated to English is, what is your age? Like, that's like the translation. And how many years do you have? That's technically the correct, because it's ile masz lat, which is like, how many years do you have? And ile means how many, masz, which is like, how. I don't know, it's like, it's a mix. You can mix the words. I don't fucking know. Point is, that.
So what, they would say that?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, the whole thing is, when it translates to English, which is, how old are you? When my parents came here, when someone asked my mom that, she found that to be extremely weird and provocative and like mean to saying like, how old are you? Because it's you're already telling them they're old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's like,
not what number are you?
Yeah, not like, how many years do you have of your life? Yeah. You know, it's like, they're like, how old are you? And when you can hear it that way, my mom said the first time she heard it, she was like, excuse me?
Yeah, like, see? It's offensive.
Yeah, it's all about culture.
It's not respect.
Yeah.
But what is respect?
Respect is, I think you're right, you hit it on the nail. It's about, it is, again, like many things. It's about how you feel about that. Like, if you respect someone, that's just you. That's an internal feeling. No one can make that happen except you.
You admire them.
Yeah. Or if you respect somebody. Like, it is just the eye of the beholder. There are people who might respect one person, and then another person hates that person.
Yeah.
You know? It is 100% a choice. But I feel like there are things that make you respectable. Right?
It all depends on where you come from.
Sure,
it
but
there's got to
be
from.
Bases, you know? Like how about this? Like,
so tell me then, what things make you respectable?
Kind.
But what's being kind?
Being kind to others. So, like, yeah, helping others in need, having a smile. Like, fucking All Might.
But All Might's just an example of what a good person is from where we come from.
Yeah, sure. From where we come but try from. To imagine any other culture that wouldn't view that as someone who.
And what if in any other culture it's kind to, when someone's down, kick them into the dirt some more and leave them out in the rain, so that way they get stronger and they find sense of appreciation and respect. You know, what if it's like...
Yeah, okay, well, a lot of people wouldn't... Yeah, I understand. Different cultures do different things. It is true. It is about culture, though. It's about how close...
So what is respect? Because that would be respect to those people. If you...
Read it again.
If you went to someone's door in a village and you told them that you had nothing, that your wife left you, that your farm burned down, that you needed somewhere to sleep and stay...
Oh, no, that's called pity.
And they told you to go away... And that you had that, like, you know, you had to go figure it out on your own. You would have to respect them for making you have to go figure it out on your own. You know, I'm just saying, like, that could be something.
You can respect someone's choice. Yeah.
Well, that too. There could be that too, I guess.
Well, that's a little different. That's the most broken down one. Between respecting somebody, forget that. Think about, like, respecting
respect
a choice.
Is. That's what Sorry, guys, I'm tired. That's what respect is right there, though. It's about, like you said, it's about choice. It's all about choice, and it's about, you know, who you want to admire, and it's up, like, you know, you're the one that decides who you want to admire.
So in your mind, because you can't look up the definition of someone who is respectful or respectable, you know, it's like, so... To you, what are some traits that you look at for someone who you respect?
Like, you can't judge somebody for doing anything that they do, and then at the same time, you can't judge anybody for respecting what those people do.
Yeah, well, you can.
Yes, you can, but is that not respectful then?
No, not really. If you don't allow other people's opinions to be okay.
Is being judgmental?
Respect, that's why it's such a common phrase to say respect like others' opinions.
Is being judgmental being disrespectful?
I wouldn't. No, probably not. It depends.
I think it is, because you're doing the opposite of admiring somebody.
But it doesn't mean you disrespect them, you know?
But what's disrespect mean? Because we didn't look that up.
Well, you know, it's going to say not or the lack of respect.
But look, it says a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements.
Yeah, it's like traits. There's things about this person, I guess, is the most easy way to view it. That you find respectful and respectable, I guess. Respectable is the right word.
So if you don't have deep admiration for somebody, then what do you have for them? Is it the opposite? Because should you not have respect and admiration for everybody, like we said?
No,
really. But like we said, like the choice thing.
There's always gray zones. There's people who I don't trust. Like, there are people who, like, I don't view as...
But the gray zones are those... The gray zones are those, like, those social norms that I'm bringing up here. How, like, you know, it all depends on where you come from, what respect is.
It's true. I mean, like, the only time that I, like, don't respect people are when they're assholes. It's that simple. That's the best way to word that. If someone is, like, yelling in public or cursing, or
someone who you perceive as an asshole probably has a very different version of what respect is than you.
Oh, I bet.
Because of where they came from.
Sure. I mean, anyone, dude. Like, I bet we have different things that we find respectable or not.
It's all a social thing.
But yeah, I'm going to ask you again. What's, like, one thing that, like, someone who you respect, like, one of their traits?
Discipline. Hardcore discipline.
It is a two-word, hardcore discipline. I can mess with that.
What do you have to say for yourself?
As far as if I discipline myself or what my word for like something that...
What do you think is something that someone you admire does that's respectful?
Okay.
Someone you respect does that's respectful.
Honestly, I it's probably why I liked it so much and why I said it before is kindness. Like, if you see someone that, like...
So what's kindness to you?
There's a broad spectrum of it. It's, like, small things, like, always, like, opening a door for someone or, like, something like that. If there's, like, to an extreme of, like, someone spills a drink on you and you're like, oh, it's no problem, it's okay, don't worry about it, compared to the guy who's like, what the fuck, this is my new shirt, you bitch, are you gonna pay for this, let me talk to somebody, you know, it's like, everybody is different on reactions, giving kindness, showing kindness.
So give some more examples of what's kindness to you.
I don't know, like, I don't want to go deep into, like, saying, like, charity.
You have to explain yourself.
But yeah, it's like, I don't know, just like...
What is kindness?
I don't know, thinking about others before themselves, or at least giving off that feeling, you know? And I'm sure that there is a different trait name that is that exact thing, which is like thinking about others, not yourself.
It sounds like what you're talking about to me is peace and love.
Sure.
Peace and love. I mean, you're talking about holding doors for other people, giving them smiles when accidents happen, keeping... peace and calm. It sounds like you're talking about peace and love.
I'm going to shoot him down with some peace signs.
Underneath the blanket of kindness.
I mean, pretty much, yeah.
So why is that what's dictated as kindness to you?
I don't know. Probably because it's like the core examples that I can think of that someone can show their
like,
kindness.
Like, where did you learn that that's what kindness is supposed to be?
I don't know. Like, honestly, you know what? A big part of it is choosing what I think is kind or not,
you know?
You
think you have, like, a moral compass that kind of, like...
Sure.
You know, it's like the conscience that weighs on people and tells you what is and isn't right and wrong. Like, you know, if you... Because, like the example that I was trying to give of you seeing someone out on the street, you know? If you saw someone out on the street, what would your intuition or your conscience be telling you to do?
My whole thing would be how much would it actually make my life worse in comparison to make their lives better? It's like some people would be like, nope, not worrying about it. It's not my life. And I guess, yeah, another thing is it's up to every individual to decide if you should respect that choice. But then there are other people who would give you the shirt off their back and then... You know, do that. Like I think I've told you about this, but there's a Polish tradition. Every year, we have an extra seat on Christmas Eve that is has completely, like, set up with all the stuff, and we have enough to feed them as well as us. And if anyone would come to the door and knock and say they need food, we would come in and let them sit down for dinner. It's also technically a seat for Jesus, but we'll, you know, because that's the whole concept, is that Jesus came in. It kind of, through culture and tradition, it just is for, like, strangers as well. It's like, and I've told many people who, like, weren't having anything happening on Christmas Eve, just, like, if you need to come, come. There's an open seat. It's the whole point. It's about...
Has anyone came?
I honestly feel like there was a year where someone did come, but it wasn't, like, because of me. But, like, someone else just...
Like, someone crashed your car out front.
No. That's what we're hoping for. It's like, you know, you imagine, like, the days when you live in a cottage and someone's they fucking
you.
Yeah, I'm sure. There it is. But I don't know, respect goes right alongside to me with, like, pride and honor. I feel like those three things, which is, like, it's funny because we've talked about all of them now. Like, that's why I've written them all down, and it's funny, because, yeah, they all kind of have the same tone.
We talked about kindness?
No.
Or you mean respect?
Respect. Because, I don't know, it really is up to everybody, and the hope is that we can all respect each other as much as possible, but, you know, of course, that is dependent on if you're doing things.
Well, I think that's what it comes down to, is that you gotta respect each other. And not let yourself get offended or put into a judgmental stage about others. Because, you know, everyone is their own person. So you gotta basically, you know, do that. Respect everyone to let them do their own thing. And if someone's doing of their own thing upsets you, i.e. offends you or makes you then judge them, well, then you're just wasting your own energy at that point and wasting your own thoughts at that point. And let them be, leave them be. And that's the way it should be. So that way, who the fuck cares if we got 7 billion people on this earth? There should be no drama and negative energy between people, because we should just be respecting each other and letting shit be.
Peace, honestly, and love.
Except for, like, you know, if there's motherfuckers that are going to destroy the world, then, like...
Oh, yeah, then burn them down.
Yeah, we should probably not let those people exist.
Well, I think that's a good way to end it. Thank you, Jess Smith, for the intro. Whichever one we use, who knows what's happening now. Follow us on Instagram. Email us. Yeah.
Please, we need the haptic feedback.
The haptic feedback.
But on a side note, we're going to drink some coffee before the next podcast, and we're going to do it a little earlier so we're not so out of it.
Don't be surprised if I also bring an energy drink.
And that's going to happen. We got exciting things for the future.
Yes, we do.
Max and Lou, stay tuned. Have a good night.